We may have been late to the party, but we're there too. WJR Facebook and YouTube pages, live video streaming of Focus with Paul W. Smith, right here from noon till 2. And then Mike tells me that even after that, you can replay it or it stays up there. So we appreciate it. I'm also hearing that the award-winning program director, noted as one of the top programmers in the country, that's our Ann Thomas, has been able to find one of my interviews with Reverend Jesse Jackson. We don't know what it is or what it's about, but Mike is going to try to see if he can load it up, which would be very cool.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to play it just after 1 o'clock. We'll play part of it, and then we'll put the whole thing up on for podcasts. So people
well, I don't, is it worth it? I don't even know if it's any good. I don't even know what we talked about. I don't know what year it is. Do you know?
It's from 2013. Wow. I'm sure it's worth listening to, but we'll all find out together. That's why we're just playing a snippet, because it's like a 15-minute tape. So,
back in the day when we had longer interviews, was it from Focus? I don't remember. Anyway, 2013, our conversation, one of them. Thanks for reminding us, Dick Hafner, and thanks for finding it, Ann Thomas, and Mike for getting it all loaded up with Danielle. It's the team, the team, the team, always the case. And one of the guys who feels like he's the team member, I think he'd like to be the team leader because he is a retired lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army, a proud Polish son, came bearing punchki today with Congresswoman Dingell. Rocky Raczkowski is here with us right now. Happy Punchki Day to you, sir.
Hey, happy Punchki to you too, my dear friend. And you are truly the flap.
The flap. Oh, good job. Good job listening using the new verbiage, if you will.
Yeah.
Fitting right in, Rocky. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I'm also very happy to see, I did not know this, that you have a family member from the Columbus Blue Jackets actually playing with the U.S. team hockey in the Olympics.
Well, it's actually Amalia's family member, but I'm married into the family. He happens to have a Polish last name, but he is part Lebanese, part Polish from Grosse Pointe. It's our very own Zach Werenski, who's married to Amalia's cousin. So, yeah, we are really rooting on Team USA Hockey.
See, for those of us who've always said Amalia is the best thing that ever happened to you, we keep getting reminded over and over again.
Yeah, but that's pretty true. Pretty true.
I know. Hey, there's a lot going on we're concerned about. Whether it's the president, I'm looking at the front page of the New York Post, bring her back or else Trump threatens death penalty if Guthrie's mom isn't found alive. And then there's this, what's going on in Iran. Can you kind of, I don't know, clear some things up? Iran firing missiles into the Straits of Hormuz in a drill?
Yeah.
What do you think? Give us your take. Give us the Rocky Raczkowski take.
First off, I hate to say this, but I really believe that in the next 2 weeks, we will be engaged in Iran one way or another. We're going to go into an engagement with Iran. And these talks are basically, in one point, seeing if there is some diplomacy out there. And secondly, to delay it long enough until the Olympics are over and that we have all of our ducks in a row prepared to go after Iran. Because let's face it, the president on Friday basically said, without any minced words, he said the best thing that could happen was regime change in Iran. And then yesterday, I believe, he kind of pedaled it back a little bit and said, you know, these negotiations are taking place and we'll see what happens. And his great words are always, we'll see what happens. Well, the Iranian foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, wrote on X on Monday. Yeah, they're using social media like crazy. He wrote that in Geneva, they went to Geneva with real ideas to achieve a fair and equitable deal with the United States. What is not on the table is submission before threats. And that's kind of what's happening in the Straits of Hormuz. The Iranians are basically now saying that they're doing these war games just to make sure that they're protected in case there's a U.S. attack. While CENTCOM, which is the area of operations for our military, our combined forces of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, has also been doing a little social media posting. They've been posting pictures of the EA-18G Growlers and the F-35C Lightning IIs and the Marine Attack Squadron, and basically showing the USS Abraham Lincoln as well as the USS Gerald Ford that is coming on into that area of operation, and just showing pictures and showing their capabilities. So it's kind of a war of words, but we'll see what these negotiations bring us. But I'm not very optimistic.
Yeah, you've never said anything quite like this on the show, at least, that you feel within the next 2 weeks we will be engaged with Iran, and you're not talking about in a good way.
No.
You're talking about war.
Way. Yeah. Yeah, I really do believe that. But I don't believe this war will last more than two weeks. And I think that will be very strategic. And I also think that, you know, I don't want to threaten or scare people, but I've got to tell people, watch your six, because the Iranian regime does have cells in the United States. And if they end up escaping like the rest of the evildoers in the world to Moscow, to a dacha in Moscow, I'm sure that they will somehow control these cells from overseas.
Whew, aye, aye, aye. Rocky Rechkowski, retired Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Army. Thanks for being with us, as always.
Hey, happy Fat Tuesday, by the way, my friend.
Happy Fat Thanks for the punch key. And happy Fat Tuesday, and our best to Amalia. And you take care. And thanks for the heads up. We don't always hear what we want to hear, but we oftentimes hear what we better hear. Thank you, Rocky.
Well, let's see. Take care, my friend. God bless.
See you later. Wow. Within 2 weeks, he's saying. He's never said anything like that, so he must really feel very strongly about that. 12:45 on WJR.